From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Tomorrow is Halloween, but in Key West, people have been wearing costumes for a week already. From our southernmost bureau, Nancy Klinginer brings us this essay about how, for her, things have changed with the island's biggest event of the year.
When you move to Key West, you're going to encounter Fantasy Fest. That's what happened when I moved here 24 years ago. The big finish for Fantasy Fest is the Saturday night parade. That first year, I figured out that you're part of this thing. It's kind of weird if you show up and you're not in some kind of costume. At my first parade, I remember being so impressed by the Caribbean dancers with their shiny costumes and giant elaborate wings. They were so graceful and had such incredible stamina, and the Junkanoo beat was infectious. In 1993, my third Fantasy Fest, the theme was Lost in the 60s. I put on a tie-dyed t-shirt and some hippie earrings before heading out to cover the parade. In 1995, my boyfriend and I filled out the form, paid our entry fee, and became part of the parade. When the theme was Tinseltown Dreams, we were Monty Python and the Holy Grail. When the theme was TVGBs, we were the Mod Squad, as in B. Arthur. We all had gray wigs and long vests. At some point, we quit trying to follow the themes, but we still marched in the parade. In 2009, dengue fever broke out on the island, so we dressed up as disco mosquitoes and called ourselves Dengue Night Fever. We had a tricycle rigged up as a mosquito control helicopter. That one made the New York Times. But a few years ago, it started getting to be less fun to join the parade. More and more, the other floats were just big trucks with sound systems. Back in the day, local crews would work for weeks on elaborate floats sponsored by local businesses whose owners had helped start Fantasy Fest. But those businesses closed or left town, and it's hard to find the space and the time to build that kind of float. Fantasy Fest in general has started feeling like a week-long occupation by exhibitionists. It's always been a risque event, for sure. Local legend has it that the very first parade was led by a naked woman spray-painted gold sitting on the hood of a car. But it's turned a corner from risque to kind of boring, if you can call people walking around naked at 3 in the afternoon boring. A lot of people in town feel this way. I swear, it's not just because I'm 24 years older than I was when I saw my first Fantasy Fest. And I don't entirely ignore Fantasy Fest. I still dress up for the Masquerade March, which most people refer to as the Locals Parade. Even after a big outcry about all the nudity last year, there haven't been any real changes. From an organizer's standpoint, the hotel rooms are full at the highest rates of the year, so what's the problem? The local community has mostly just moved on to doing other things this week. That was proved beyond any doubt last weekend when the zombie bike ride took over the island. Thousands of zombies on wheels, all ages, from infants to grandparents, costumes from the simple bloody t-shirt to an insanely elaborate tribute to Mad Max. If there was nudity, I didn't see it. The zombies biked the Atlantic Shore at sunset, then partied on Duval Street. Saturday night, Duval Street will still be taken over by the All Hallows Intergalactic Freak Show ThreeWishes.com Fantasy Fest Parade, but I won't be there to see it. I'm going to be on the other side of town at a Halloween party, handing out candy to little kids. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.
Music in this piece was from the Smithsonian Folkways recording and by Kevin McLeod and Chris Zabriskie. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.